WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, the Iranian Security Council is reportedly meeting after an Israeli airstrike early this morning. U.S. officials confirming Israel launched an attack and explosions were heard in the Iranian city of Isfahan. Airstrikes were also reported on Iranian targets in Iraq and Syria. Iranian media outlets say the country's air defenses were activated as a response. Israeli officials are calling it a limited strike. New Jersey drivers don't feel any better after learning the state is getting a cut of New York City's congestion toll.
To be quite honest with you, I just think it's a money grab. Yeah, and Jersey is just, they're just in cahoots with the whole thing. So am I going to get some of that money? There we go.
Metropolitan Transportation Authority haven't specified in how much the Garden State would get from the plan to charge drivers at least $15 to enter below Manhattan's 60th Street. Areas like Hoboken and Jersey City are expected to see elevated truck traffic due to the toll, and their share of the money will be figured out with the same formula for the Bronx. The MTA and New Jersey have been in a legal battle over the plan, but a judge is not expected to rule in that case until early June. An ex-elementary school teacher from Morristown is going to prison for soliciting nude photos and videos from dozens of young victims.
Stephen Brooks entered his guilty plea for producing and possessing child pornography 1 year ago. He was sentenced this week in Newark Federal Court to 17 years prison. The 37-year-old Brooks was a fifth-grade teacher in Summit and a director of travel for a Livingston soccer club when in 2021 he sent an external computer hard drive out for repair, which was flagged for disturbing content. Investigators found Brooks created fake social media profiles to solicit lewd content from at least 79 victims. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Bomb threats made against the Marlboro and Trenton school districts Thursday morning were made in one email and were connected, police say. An email received by a Marlboro Memorial Middle School staff member stated bombs had been placed at four locations. Two of those locations were in Marlboro, the Memorial Middle School, and the Board of Education office. The other locations were the Trenton School District Administrative Offices and Riverview Plaza along Route 29. All threatened buildings were searched and cleared. Classes resumed today in Marlboro with an increased police presence. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 602. Fast traffic is next.
Connecting you with the news you need to know. Get these stories and more at NewJersey101.5.com.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 603. Now New Jersey 101.5 Fast Traffic.
Looking good on the Garden State Parkway north of exit 63, the turnpike north of interchange 7A. The one trouble spot this morning is now at the George Washington Bridge. Looks like there's a nasty crash leaving New Jersey on the upper level. Three lanes are closed, possibly involving an overturned vehicle, truck, or a car. Not sure, but it's backing things up quickly. 20 minutes for the upper level. Lower level, minor delays, Lincoln and Holland tunnels and the Staten Island crossings. Still looking good. Mass transit is okay. Bob Williams, New Jersey traffic north.
Jill Meyer, New Jersey traffic south. Hey, there's a truck fire on the New Jersey Turnpike northbound at exit 2, attracting a little bit of attention, so watch out for delays for about a mile. And we have a good ride at 295. New Jersey fast traffic is made possible by Maloof Buick GMC. There's never been a better time to find your perfect ride at Maloof Buick GMC with a wide selection of new and Car Bravo certified Buick and GMC vehicles. Your options are endless. Capture the adventure at Maloof Buick GMC. Visit in person or online at maloofbpg.com. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 6:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time. 6:05. The FDA has linked a salmonella outbreak to basil sold at Trader Joe's.
At least one person in New Jersey is sick with salmonella poisoning amid a recall impacting Trader Joe's stores in 29 states. According to the FDA, anyone who bought Infinite Herb brand organic basil from a Trader Joe's in New Jersey should throw it away immediately. The basil, sold in 2.5-ounce clamshell packaging, has been removed from shelves. Investigators are working to find the source of the contamination. Rick Rickman, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Taylor Swift's new album has finally dropped. The first single off the Tortured Poets Department is called Fortnite, featuring Post Malone. The album is getting praise from critics who are calling it wildly unguarded, a cathartic confession, and unapologetically dramatic. Swift has also released a short clip of her new video for Fortnite that will debut tonight at 8 p.m. And if you're a devoted Swiftie, merchandise for the Tortured Poets Department is available at taylorswift.com and is reportedly selling out. This portion of the news is made possible by Clean Origin. Don't pay retail for diamonds. Come to cleanorigin.com. The lab-grown diamond experts. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's cleanorigin.com. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 6:06. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's New Jersey forecast is next.
Want to be on the show? Call Bill Spadia now at 1-800-283-1015. New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 6:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Yes, we get some better weather, but you gotta wait until tomorrow. It's going to be another pretty gloomy day here with lots of clouds, maybe a glimmer of sun early this morning. Temperatures are in the 40s now. Lower to mid-50s will do it later on with spotty showers possible this afternoon. Rainfall is going to be pretty minimal today. Tonight, patchy drizzle and fog, lows in the upper 40s, and then we're going to see one more round of showers tomorrow morning, and then we'll see some sunshine. Breezy tomorrow, high 60 to 65, partly sunny and upper 50s on Sunday. New Jersey weather made possible by VCS Software. If you spend hours agonizing over scheduling and payroll, you need to call VCS. Schedule a demo today and let VCS show you a smarter way to work. For more information, visit VCSSoftware.com.
Right now, Clinton, 45 degrees. It's 41 in Jackson. Millville, 46. Download our free app. Sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.